Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Should the state buy Rory Gallagher's guitar? Is it the best way to spend taxpayers' money? It's Thánaiste Micheál Martin who's hinted that one of the state's cultural institutions could move to buy Rory Gallagher's signature Fender Stratocaster guitar when it goes up for auction later this week, because it's been auctioned off by the Gallagher estate and comes with an estimated price tag of £700,000 sterling, or up to £1 million. Bernard Mulvaney from Access for All is with us on the programme today. Is it a good way to spend taxpayers' money, Bernard?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me on. A million quid on a guitar, while, an iconic symbol in Irish culture, is it the best way to spend €1 million? Personally, I don't believe it is. I think if we were looking at, celebrating the life of one of our greatest musicians, €1 million, would it not be best to put that into a fund and a scholarship program where we might find the next Rory Gallagher, where we'd find the next musician from an area that possibly they wouldn't have the opportunity to be able to explore talent that might be hidden away? And and would €1 million not be best served trying to find that next great Irish musician, rather than €1 million going on a guitar that's going to, from what I can gather, Micheál Martin would love to see it brought back to the Cork and into a museum of sorts. I don't think that really honours the legacy of the man. I mean, by all means, if somebody would like to buy the guitar and donate it to the state, or loan it to the state, I think that would be wonderful. But to take €1 million taxpayers' money and spend it on a guitar that's just going to sit in a museum, when, as I said, the legacy of the man, his talent, and we're a very rich, talented country. We adore our arts and our culture. I believe personally, to offer a program whereby you'd sponsor a young person or an adult, whatever that may be.
Okay, you think that there's maybe better ways to use the money, but not even necessarily, Bernard, direct that money to a totally different sector?
There is many sectors that would love €1 million, but if you want to specifically, target this towards the arts and the culture, that there is better ways of spending €1 million than buying a guitar.
Okay. Alan Buckley is the head tour guide at the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Stay with us, Bernard, if you don't mind. Fair point, Alan, is it, that Bernard makes?
I think the emotion comes in the question, I suppose, what to spend taxpayers' money on, because we can always imagine a situation where €1 million can be spent to save lives, to institute many different charitable works, foundations. But from my point of view, and I do take Bernard's point, but there is only one Book of Kells. There is only one Arda Chalice. There is only one Rory 1961 Fender Stratocaster, battered, bruised, but part of our heritage. And speaking as a Rory Gallagher fanatic, I absolutely would hate to see it leave the country. I don't want the state to have to buy it, but if it's a question of intervening and making sure that something so part of our cultural heritage, and I know the argument can be made, it's just a guitar, it's only a symbol, it doesn't recreate the talent or the legacy of the man, but it's so emblematic of who I regard, and many people regard, as being the most important Irish musician in the last 100 years. So I'd absolutely be in favour of it, particularly when we think about certain government buildings that might have cost slightly more than that.
I've no doubt we'll get all the text now about the bike shed and security hut and the whole lot. Like, but I suppose, Bernard, when it's a one-off instrument or item like that, then is it not something we should try and hang on to and preserve here?
Again, I don't disagree. in principle, but when you look at it, I'm just thinking to myself, what would Rory himself say? And would he prefer to have a program or a legacy there whereby young people from possibly very disadvantaged areas who wouldn't have the opportunity to learn to play the guitar and could quite possibly be our next Rory Gallagher or the next Jimi Hendrix to get that opportunity? Would he prefer to see the state use €1 million to find that next musician, that next icon? Or would he prefer for them to spend €1 million on a guitar that'll go into a glass box in situ somewhere that might or might not have people? And at the end of the day, I'd love to know what he or how he would feel. And just from his music and his performances,
okay,
I think he'd prefer to see the next generation invested in and
okay.
come up
Do you have any idea, Alan, about this? Because it's the guitar is going on sale, isn't it? It's up for auction. It's this Thursday in London. So we'll say now, Micheál Martin Tánaiste, that he says natural cultural institutions have a role. We'll let them mm-hmm. engage in the process. So he has kind of hinted that he thinks this would be a good idea for the state to row in and buy the guitar. Should there be a whole row? Where are we going to put this guitar?
Well, that is a very good question, and I know my own museum would love to see the guitar in the Irish rock and roll story, but I'd also be the first person to say, look, it's not for me. It's not about where in Ireland it ends up. It's the fact that it is a national treasure. Of course, the man, he was born in Donegal. He grew up in Cork. Ballyshannon could claim it.
Absolutely.
Cork could claim
As a Ballyshannon woman, I have no doubt I'll get texts today from people who'll say it'll have to go to the South Donegal town.
Well, exactly. And I mean, I get Cork people on my tour who I love to wind them up when I say, proud Donegal man, Rory Gallagher, and they watch as the eyebrows go through the forehead. But what I will say is let's see if we can get it, or let's have that conversation.
Okay.
And we can argue about
where we're going to put it when we buy it. Right, Sheena Crowley from Crowley's Music Centre in Cork is on the line. Because, Sheena, was it your dad sold the guitar to Rory initially?
Yeah, he did, back in 1963,
So what are your thoughts on this? Should the state buy it?
Well, my frustration about running the campaign for GoFundMe is the continuous debating. That takes time and energy, and it's wasting resources. So whether it definitely comes to Ireland, I definitely agree with that. That's the main thing. So if the state buy it, it would be a brilliant thing. But that article that I read this morning, The Times, doesn't actually secure it, and we've only got days left. So, like, I spoke to the Cork Public Museum on Friday, and Dan Breen there will house any instruments I bring back from the auction. So it isn't an issue about where. Like, you'll find a place, no problem.
Mm.
And in answer to Bernard, I would say, you know, there's a lot of programmes already in place that will find the next Rory Gallagher. There are many incredible musicians already, like Cork School of Music and this Stefan Efe, already producing that. And the thing is, Rory would see the bigger picture if that Strat was in a public space, like in a museum with a musician centre. It would generate so much more. Like, the price tag seems expensive, but relative to any other iconic instrument, it is not, actually. And also, like, in time, it would bring so much more revenue and employment.
Well, I was just thinking that. Sure, people are going to pay to see it.
Yes,
it'll pay for itself.
It would be a logical thing for the government to do, really, you know.
Will you just explain, because I'm sure there's many that might not understand or get the significance, Sheena, of this particular
guitar.
Yeah.
well, first of all, it is the most legendary guitarist who played it, and his DNA is absolutely in it. It's part of it. So it's like, as Alan said there, it's definitely an emblem and symbolises what he meant to us, but also how he paved the way for so many musicians and how it established us on the world map of music as well. I mean, every single year for 30, 40 years, people have come over to Cork and Ireland because of Rory Gallagher, you know, tourism.
Absolutely, and I know better than most the impact of even the likes of the festival, you know, in Ballyshannon every May as well.
Yeah.
So you think that the state should buy Rory Gallagher's guitar?
Well, at this point, because now we've got three and a half days to go, So, like, I would have liked that somebody wealthy had just stepped in and contributed or donated to some museum. You know, that would be the ideal thing. But somebody, if it goes out of the country, they will be haunted by it. The government would be like, you know, forever. It would be a bad move. Like,
you've been running a GoFundMe, haven't you, Sheena, about this?
Yeah.
And how is it doing?
The 9th of July, not as good as I would like. It's only today we have 1,006 donors at 72,000 now almost, which is brilliant, you know. And so I will go over and buy anything from the collection that I can.
Oh, so you're going to this auction on Thursday?
Yeah.
And this is at Bonham's Auction House in London. So with the 72,000 you've raised, you'll take whatever you can get.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I was still thinking that somebody, I didn't want to give up at all, you know, right up to the last minute. And I still think there's plenty of wealthy people out there who could contribute, you know, €1,000 or something like Live Nation did, you know. So it's still a possible thing, you know. And my original concept was that if 1 million people gave €1 each, it's not costing anybody much at all. And if everybody got together on it, like us and the museum in Dublin and Ballyshannon, if all of us drove it, like, you know, and then you could do something in a combined, maybe travelling museum that Donal wanted at one stage, because Donal wants to honour everybody, you know. So, but it depends obviously on the logistics of that and insurance.
How that might work. Stay with me for a moment, Sheena. Have we got Owen on the line? Owen, is this something that you'd support? Should the state buy Rory Gallagher's guitar?
As a matter of urgency, the state should be going in trying to actually buy it before the auction. I mean, at this point, I hadn't realised this was going on. And what should be happening is then the state should hold it in reserve. And guys like you two, Enya, the Hothouse Flowers, there should be a benefit gig to actually pay the government back. And then after that, there should be a state-sponsored museum set up for all the Irish, because Rory Gallagher is effectively the grandfather of Irish rock. Phil Lynott came in afterwards, Bruce Shields, to a lesser extent, U2 then, and there's going to be further rock acts over the next 20, 50, 100 years. So it's outrageous how the music industry has not actually come to prominence in buying this themselves. So at this point, there's too little time left. The state should just try and buy it before the auction from the trust of Rory Gallagher. It's ridiculous, the amount of money, I admit, but I think the record for a guitar is $6 million.
Well, it's 833,000 seems to be the estimated price tag. That's euro up to 1.1 million euro. Mixed views on text today, though, from people about this. I think Liam and Navin's is a total madness. Let Bono or you two buy it and donate it to the state. But to use taxpayers' money on this, I think, is totally crazy. Between the bike shed, the security hut, and now we're talking about Rory Gallagher's guitar. Another listener says one could argue that the contribution of the Rory Gallagher Festival each year from a tourism and exchequer perspective, surely that could easily pay for it. This texter says, my uncle Noel was a roadie for Rory, and he'd say that Rory Gallagher would rather the €1 million go to boost the music industry and new talent. That comes in from Simon in Kildare. Buy the guitar, cement the man's legacy in his own country. Guaranteed, if it were to leave this country, people would pay to see it. So let them pay to see it in their own country, and that might bring back the money. I don't think it's a waste of money. It's an actual investment. Just finally, Sheena, the money we're talking about today, 833,000 to over 1.1 million. Do you think it'll reach that?
Definitely.
No question about
beyond,
it.
I would say, yeah. Really? Absolutely. Like, relatively, it's actually at a low price, I think, but I shouldn't be saying that because it might add to it. But yeah, that's my feeling on it.
Okay,
sure.
There
if
you go.
If you think about, like, Kurt Cobain's guitar going for 4.6 million and Eddie Van Halen's went for 3.9 million, you know? So he's in that realm and higher, if anything, you know, so.
Sheena Crowley, Alan Buckley, Bernard Mulvaney, Owen, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. David says, if the state bought the Rory Gallagher Fender Strat, it would be probably the best investment the state has ever made. It would pay for itself within 2 years if you had it on display at the Irish Museum of Rock and Roll. There is Irish heritage. It shouldn't leave the country. To compare this incredible guitar to Bono's sunglasses was so disingenuous. It's a serious piece of rock history, according to David.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.